Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today again is Adam DeFault, who is the superintendent of Catholic schools for the Diocese of Columbus. Welcome back, Adam.
Thank you, Father. It's great to be back.
Great to have you. Adam and I have begun this conversation, kind of his introduction to Catholic education and how he has kind of come up through the system. We're going to continue this conversation, but let's first begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the blessing of this day. Renew us in our search for you and in our encounter of you through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Adam, we talked about your own experiences in Catholic education as a student, as a principal, as an administrator and superintendent here in Columbus. Catholic schools are certainly an important part of our diocese. We can look at it just in the amount of money that we spend on Catholic schools in the budgets of parishes and the diocese. And certainly their presence throughout the whole diocese. I mean, I think at least every deanery has a Catholic school. Why are Catholic schools so important?
Well, they are so important because they are the teaching mission of the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church has had a centuries-long history in education, seeing education as the way to truly change lives. And actually, it starts with Jesus himself in the Great Commission, go forth and make disciples. And the Church does that in a very real and visible way through the Catholic school system. And you're right, we do have Catholic schools throughout our diocese. We have schools in 15 of the 23 counties that make up our diocese, 53 schools altogether, serving 16,000 students every day. It's a vital ministry of the Church, and it's one that is forming and shaping the future of our Catholic faith.
And, you know, we talked kind of, first of all, the first importance we might point to is the handing on of the truth, the truths of the faith and education in general, but I think primarily the truth of the faith. I mean, that's what we've kind of specialized especially in as Catholic schools. There's been such great development in your office and throughout the diocese with Therese Resinella, who she did a couple series of conversations with me earlier this school year. And, just the real emphasis on giving solid catechesis to our students and making sure the faith is handed on. And you guys are doing such a great job. That's probably the number one important reason.
Absolutely. And thanks for saying all that. Yeah, Therese has been a wonderful addition to our office as we really deepen our investment in ensuring high-quality, deeply Catholic education in all of our schools. Catholic school teachers are ministers of the faith all day, every day. There's Catholic math class, there's Catholic science class, there's Catholic English class. And it doesn't mean that we're only teaching the Bible all day. What it means is that we are teaching all of our subjects infused with the Catholic faith, infused with how we can learn about the wonder and grandeur of God through all of the subjects that we teach in our schools.
And, it's interesting, this the Holy Father's recent encyclical Fratelli Tutti that just came out in October, early October, he mentions the need to remember our tradition and to remember our history. And that, I think, is part of, it's not just catechesis, but it's instilling this Catholic worldview and
right.
Catholic tradition, which through all of the subjects.
Right. It's that Christian anthropology, the view of how our world fits into God's greater plans and how the living Christ is present to all of us all day, every day, in every encounter and every moment.
Mm-hmm.
Our schools are relationship focused, just as the Church is relationship focused. And that just sets the dynamic on what Catholic education mm-hmm. looks like and feels like.
So, this mission of instilling a worldview so they can dialogue with the world outside of them when they go off to public university, or if they go off to public high school or wherever, they at least have this worldview to kind of address and dialogue with the
right.
world.
Right, it provides that solid foundation in the truth of our world and allows us to shape men and women who are able to go out into the world and not lose themselves to the world, but stay anchored in their faith.
You pointed to also, in addition to this kind of intellectual kind of worldview, I would also, you know, it also says this formation as human beings too. So often, you know, Catholic schools are associated with discipline. You know, I can remember from my own experience teaching high school, you know, I went to public school and, you know, you'd get after school detention if you punched someone in the face in public school. But when I was teaching, you get after school detention for tardies or for chewing gum, you know, in the hallway or things like that. And the idea of really instilling discipline has been a hallmark of Catholic education.
It definitely has been, and that's something that we strive for. We want to make learners who are fully educated, who can have a clear vision of right from wrong, who accept consequences for their actions, and who see their choices as part of the greater fabric of the community. Again, stressing the importance of relationships in Catholic schools. If one relationship is hurt, all relationships are hurt. And we want our students to know that they're part of something bigger and they're part of a larger community that needs them. And that's integral to our faith.
And this idea of relationship, too, I think this is really good. It also, it's echoed in Pope Francis's recent document, Fratelli Tutti, on, you know, the human, you know, social friendships and the importance of relationship. And schools are, they're a small community. Sometimes, I know some pastors get a little frustrated that, you know, the school's one community and the parish is another community. But it is, I mean, it's a community and rightly centered around the faith and around handing on the faith. And I think that I've always been impressed with, you know, kind of the alumni commitment to their high school or to their grade school. And even some people will identify, well, you know, I grew up in St. Timothy's School or St. Agatha's School, etc.
Yeah, that's one thing I've definitely been very impressed with since I've been in Columbus is how deep those Catholic roots mm-hmm. run in our diocese. You do find people who are deeply proud of their elementary schools and their Catholic high schools who, even if they've moved beyond or moved outside of the community, are still a part of it. And you're right. Being in a Catholic school, you're part of many communities that, if we're doing it right, overlap and intersect with each mm-hmm. other and share that common bond of being part of the greater Catholic Church.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Adam DeFault, who is superintendent of Catholic schools. With Catholic schools also, in addition to that kind of instilling the discipline and also other human, I think, good human formation, there is academic excellence too. I mean, you know, it was interesting recently with the Supreme Court conversations about why are there so many Catholics. And one of the points that was brought out is the emphasis of the Church on education and how great the Catholic educational system is, that it produces these kind of fine legal minds.
The Catholic Church has a history of excellence in education, again, going back centuries. I think you're right. I think the statistic I read is that if the confirmation goes forward, 6 of the 9 justices will have had Catholic school education. I could be wrong on that, but it is a high number like that. And it's not surprising because academic excellence is a foundation of our school system. The Catechism of the Church calls us to have schools that are academically excellent, and that's a direct quote. So it's a very high bar that we're called to meet, and if we take our mission as Catholic schools seriously, we strive for that every day.
And it, you know, and I think from that too is, you know, when we're serious about the faith, it makes us serious about the truth. And so we're really curious about how the world works in science. We're really curious about the human condition in literature, you know, and these things like that. We want to know more because the Lord is behind it all.
Right. God is present through all of those things.
So it's beautiful. And then, of course, you know, there is athletics, too, which is an important sport is an important part of the human civilization and the human condition. And, you know, our Catholic schools are phenomenal in their sports programs, some more than others. I won't name names, but...
Yes, athletics, and I would point to all extracurriculars, athletics, our theater programs, mm-hmm. our music programs, our clubs and activities, our service programs do amazing things in our communities. I would point to Pope John Paul II as a great example of what it means to be a man of faith, of intellect, and of sport as mm-hmm. well. Just a completely well-rounded person. And that's the model that we have in Catholic education.
And I think, you know, back to service too, because that, I mean, so many young Catholic alumni, especially in among the millennials and Gen Zs, have that spirit of service really has been built into them from Catholic, I think, through Catholic education.
Absolutely. Every one of our schools has some type of service program. I know high schools, it's not uncommon for students to log hundreds of hours during mm-hmm. the course of a year in service back to their communities. And that's incredible. I mean, those are the forming experiences that help our students take what they're learning into the classroom and apply it to a world that needs them.
Excellent. Well, we'll continue this conversation. Maybe we'll talk about the hopes of Catholic education in our next segment. But let's end with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we thank you again for our Catholic schools. We ask that you bless all of our students and bless their families. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Adam DeFault. And until next time, peace and all good.